Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The T-Biz Podcast delivers T-News that you need to know. A recap of the week's major headlines with commentary and cultural trends hosted by Dan Bolton. It is the voice of origin for tea professionals and enthusiasts worldwide.
Tea nourishes and inspires. It is an ancient plant-based medicine that simultaneously heals and energizes the body as it soothes the mind. Making fine tea is a blend of artistry and craftsmanship. The $200 billion tea trade is fundamentally local, yet exerts global influence, employing millions to enhance the well-being of all. Hello, everyone. Here are this week's headlines. The week marked a global celebration of tea, and the White House hosted Kenyan President William Ruto, while China tea makes an export marketing push. Plus, snap-chilled hot brewed tea. Tea's enticing aroma dissipates so quickly after it is brewed that it prevents ready-to-drink manufacturers from capturing one of the beverage's most desirable characteristics. Oxidation then takes its toll, reducing shelf life and altering the tea's flavor within the can. Kyle Bossard, Director of Business Development, joins us today to explain why SnapChill, a Massachusetts-based technology and bottling company, is venturing into tea. SnapChill's patented innovative heat exchange method produces canned teas that capture hot brewed tea's delicate aroma and full flavor. Teas are rapidly cooled to 38 degrees Fahrenheit, that's about 4 degrees Celsius, without dilution, and then nitrogen flushed to purge oxygen. As Bossard explains, the key is to chill the tea rapidly during the brewing process, takes about a minute, ensuring it retains its flavor and on-shelf stability. More in a minute, but first, this important message.
What makes a perfect cup of Ceylon tea? The perfect cup is from the tea businesses that ensure the protection of all the children living within their tea estates. We salute Keilani Valley, Telawakili, Bogawanthalawa, Harana, and Eliptia tea estates. Support Save the Children, Sri Lanka.
This year's United Nations-sanctioned International Tea Day, which celebrated women in tea, inspired hundreds of local events that remind the world of tea's cultural impact. Celebrations began early in the day in Rome as FAO Director General Ku Dongyu described the contributions of women whose efforts underpin the industry's economic vitality, social fabric, and sustainable development. A dialogue with empowering women followed his speech, sharing their wisdom and a vision of gender equality and recognition with practical advice on strategies for facilitating market access and the importance of seeking training. FAO writes that, quote, the testimonies from women who have overcome their diverse challenges, turning them into success stories, also showcase best practices enabling women to contribute significantly to the growth of the tea and coffee sectors, end quote. In New York, Dai Bing, China's deputy permanent representative to the UN, described tea as, quote, a vivid embodiment of the harmonious coexistence between humans and nature. Tea fields not only bring the joy of harvest to tea farmers, but also form a sustainable ecological cycle, by sequestering carbon, producing oxygen, and conserving water and soil, perfectly interpreting the sustainable development concept of lucid waters and lush mountains as invaluable assets, he said. Dr. Sharon Hall, chief executive of the UK Tea and Infusions Association, closely followed the day's events. She writes, quote, "I'm very optimistic about the tea industry. The global tea family came together to celebrate hashtag tea power, using this hashtag to not only highlight the health and hydration benefits of tea, but also to recognize that tea can bring people together. It's calming, and people love the great taste of tea," end quote. Hall was one of 22 women who participated in the fifth annual SOFA Summit hosted by Tea and Herbal Association of Canada President Shabnam Weber, who posted her thanks, quote, "To the phenomenal women who joined me on the virtual sofa, I am woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me." Catch the replay on YouTube. China enthusiastically supported Tea Day, organizing activities in many nations. In Beijing, on Tuesday, a group of African students were invited to experience the richness of Chinese tea culture during a tasting event hosted by the China Institute for Innovation and Development Strategy. African youths watched Chinese traditional tea making, which was added to UNESCO's Intangible Cultural Heritage List in 2022. Around the world, in Benin, a West African country on the coast of the Gulf of Guinea, it was African students who demonstrated their gong fu skills in a Chinese tea ceremony hosted at the Confucius Institute in Cotonou. Kenyan President William Ruto dined at the White House with political leaders during the first state visit of an African leader to the U.S. since 2008. Former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton joined President Biden in welcoming Ruto, who was elected in 2022. He is the fifth democratically elected president in the country's 60-year-old government. Biden said he would designate Kenya a, quote, "major non-NATO ally," end quote, enabling close cooperation in military pursuits and deepening cooperation on health, security, technology, and debt relief matters. Ruto is considered a reform-minded friend of the tea industry. His administration is committed to boosting global value-added tea exports, setting a goal of 60% within the next 5 years. The government has waived taxes on packaging locally produced teas and reduced to 1.5% the management fee paid by farmers to manage Kenya Tea Development Authority factories. Kenya's tea exports earnings surged by almost a third in 2023, rising to $1.24 billion, an increase of 31%. 10 countries purchased 83% of that total volume, with Pakistan, Egypt, and the UK as the top destinations. Pakistan purchased 40% of Kenya's output in 2023, an increase of 15% to $210 million. Ruto says that Kenya, the world's largest black tea exporter by volume, misses out on financial gain due to a failure to establish a premium brand. He endorsed a partnership with Lipton Teas and Infusions to supply higher quality tea leaves. Lipton buys half of its tea from Kenya and recently committed $3.43 million to help finance a tea innovation and technology academy serving the tea-growing counties. Auction prices remain low, averaging $2.24 per kilo in 2023 as output expanded. According to USDA FAS data, exports to the U.S. totaled 1.2 million kilos in 2023, down from 1.9 million kilos in 2022, and less than half of the 2.8 million kilos the U.S. imported in 2021. Kenya mainly exports black bulk tea to the U.S. Imports of other packaged tea and tea in tea bags are minimal, totaling 26,000 kilos compared to the more than 570,000 kilos in bulk imports. The value of Kenyan tea shipped to the U.S. is up by 48% year-to-date through March compared to the same period in 2023, and the quantity of imports has increased by 72% to 596,833 kilos, compared to 346,706 kilos importing during the period January through March 2023. The five-year trend indicates overall declines in the volume and value of Kenyan tea. China-backed television and online networks aired several videos this week showcasing the country's export capabilities and innovative strides in its tea industry. Global Link and the State Council at gov.cn aired a minute-and-a-half news report from Xinhua headlined China's Booming Tea Industry Imbued with New Momentum. In North America, China Global TV America interviewed me for a Tea Day segment in which I explained why wholesale tea prices are stagnant or declining. You can listen to it at america.cgtv.com or visit the T-Biz blog. The scenic video focused on Anhui, China. Quote, "The ancient tea industry is undergoing a vibrant and innovative transformation in China," reads the caption. "China produced more tea than anywhere else worldwide in 2023. 3.55 million metric tons of it, in fact," reads the caption. "Production increased by 6.1%. Quote, "Chinese tea is a key force in the promotion of rural revitalization and domestic brands," according to the video. "China's tea industry is currently exploring ways to make the most of opportunities in the ultra-large domestic market. It has cultivated and expanded new growth areas such as tea beverages and derivatives, attracting more enterprises to compete." Zhu Li, the head of branding at Nongfu Spring Tea, shares the company's approach. Quote, "Through invigorating and upgrading the original tea gardens with technologies, we aim to boost the output of tea leaves and enhance mechanization and labor productivity," end quote, he said. "This commitment to innovation is a testament to China's drive for continuous improvement in its tea industry," reads the video caption. The caption video reports, quote, "Outstanding performance in marketing, innovation, research and development of intelligent devices and employment, citing promising export results." Quote, "Foreign consumers are gradually accepting Chinese tea beverages, which were among their options for drinks," said Zhang Xiquyang, general manager of Hongshang Green Extract Company Limited. Business Insight. Chinese tea export volume declined last year after a challenging period following the pandemic. The value of Chinese tea exports also fell to $1.74 billion, a 16.3% year-over-year decline in 2023, compared to $2.1 billion in sales recorded in 2022, according to China Customs. The domestic tea market, however, is robust. Statista estimates revenue from domestic sales in grocery and convenience stores will reach $52.5 billion in 2024, and that tea sold in restaurants will generate an additional $64.9 billion in sales to total $117 billion, which is by far the highest value tea market globally. Next, Arvinda Anantharaman in Bengaluru reports on this week's India Tea News.
India Tea News for the week ending 24th May 2024. The first flush has ended and we were looking at how we fared this year. Across India, a long dry winter and late rains that fluctuate between too little and too much has affected the crop. Overall, it appears that North India saw a decrease in crop as much as 35 to 50% for the same period last year, but prices have not been commensurate. Darjeeling saw a long dry spell. The much-needed January rain did not show up this year. The problem of cheap tea imports from Nepal continues unchecked. Planters have been calling for greater interventions from the government on these Nepal imports, better testing of imports, and also protection of the Darjeeling heritage. But more gardens are closing, and all these reasons together are expected to impact production. Already last year saw one of the lowest production years at recent times at 6.18 million kilos, and it remains to be seen how this year will do. In neighboring Sikkim, first flush was delayed by 3 to 4 weeks with late rains causing a late harvest, but second flush has begun earlier by about 2 weeks because of rising temperatures, and planters there say crop volume has dropped. In Assam, too, productions dropped compared to last year at close to 35%. March crop was down by 14 million kilos this year. Lack of rain has brought crop loss here as well. The government ordered to root 100% dust grains via auctions, while still not seen as beneficial by planters, continues. However, prices are going up compared to last year, the most recent sale, 21. 2 teas from Dekhe Juli fetched upwards of 600 rupees a kilo. One was a Fannin's grade and the other was a BP grade. Further north, Kangra also saw dry weather and low crop production of green tea, which is the highlight here, was delayed. And demand and prices have been low here. South India has seen some better crop for this period between March, April, May, despite late rains and a hot summer. In March, the Nilgiris actually saw an increase of nearly 3 million kilos over 2023. Auctioneers say its traditional export markets of Iraq, Syria, Turkey, and the CIS countries have been active, and the orthodox offerings have been doing exceptionally well, as have CTC. However, currently the region is also seeing a long dry spell, and it remains to be seen how it will impact crop in the coming weeks. In other news, the pesticide issue continues to plague Assam. The Assam Bottle Manufacturers Association has once again said they will stop production from June 1st, except this time it's indefinitely. They say that buyers have been refusing their teas because of pesticide concerns. And they also add that they have no control over pesticide use by small tea growers, as they only buy leaf. Elsewhere in Assam, the Assam Charmers Dur Sangh has rallied workers, and they've had several protests and demonstrations in several estates. In Moran, workers gathered at the Bamunbari and Kowang Gardens owned by Andrew Yu to protest against non-payment of wages for 7 months. In Dibrugarh too, protests were seen at the Basmati Tea Estate.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Nish. I grew up in an organic tea farm and founded Nepal Tea Collective in 2016. Tea is not just a beverage for me, but a catalyst for social change, sustainably empowering hardworking artisans like my parents for the past 30 years. I'm on a mission to make the whole world aware of the goodness of Nepali teas and the good that comes from supporting growers in this remarkable land. If you haven't tasted Nepali teas yet, you're missing out. Our award-winning teas are making headlines. Find out why. Visit Nepal Tea Collective's website to get a free sample of this extraordinary taste of the Himalayas. That's nepalteacollective.com. Or just send me an email at nish, N-I-S-H, at nepalteacollective.com. Cheers.
Tea's enticing aroma dissipates so quickly after it is brewed that it prevents ready-to-drink manufacturers from capturing one of the beverage's most desirable characteristics. Oxidation then takes its toll, reducing shelf life and altering the tea's flavor within the can. Kyle Bossard, Director of Business Development, joins us today to explain why Snapchill, a Massachusetts-based technology and bottling company, is venturing into tea. Snapchill's patented innovative heat exchange method produces canned teas that capture hot brewed tea's delicate aroma and full flavor. Teas are rapidly cooled to 38 degrees Fahrenheit, that's about 4 degrees Celsius, without dilution, and then nitrogen flushed to purge oxygen. As Bossard explains, the key is to chill the tea rapidly during the brewing process, takes about a minute, ensuring it retains its flavor and on-shelf stability. Kyle Bossard joined Snapchill in 2020. He previously worked as a coffee director in Boston's hospitality segment after graduating with a degree in anthropology and philosophy from the University of Arizona and a master's in healthcare communication from Boston University. Kyle Newsnap Show co-founders David DeSalt and Michael Carotto from their work producing a cold brew alternative, Snap Chill Cold Coffee, an innovative process to brew coffee hot to be enjoyed chilled. The company, founded in 2017, initially sought to sell its technology, but established a Green Bay, Wisconsin canning facility to serve roasters nationwide for e-commerce and direct distribution to regional retail stores. Snapchill has since adapted the brewing process to produce canned tea. Welcome to T-Biz, Kyle.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited for this conversation.
Today's RTD is not the heavily sweetened, artificially colored, and flavored RTD of even a decade ago. The new way of presenting RTD tea is authentically, with minimum manipulation, emphasizing functional benefits that appeal to younger tea drinkers. Revenue from canned and bottled tea far surpasses packaged teas. From 1990 through 2019, sales of traditional tea in the U.S. market grew by 298% to reach $2.58 billion, according to Euromonitor. During that same period, sales of RTD grew from $200 million to $7.6 billion, an increase of 3,800%. Sales last year topped $10.7 billion in the U.S. Quote, despite the popularity and availability of ready-to-drink options, self-prepared teas maintain the largest audience, especially those in tea bags, end quote, according to Mintel. This is because taste has been celebrated for centuries as the most appealing aspect of tea. The business of tea is to innovate and expand its availability while retaining its natural, diverse, and authentic flavors. Will you tell listeners how the SnapChill process advances RTD tea?
That's a fantastic point you brought up. Before I dive into that, where the market is driving us towards, right, which is preserving that authentic flavor, preserving those beautiful aromas that you get when brewing tea at home, you know, in the comfort of your own home. And so the entire purpose of our company is to develop flavor, develop aroma, and capture that. And so how do we do that? Well, on the very basic surface, we brew to the highest standards that we can. Hot. We are not cold brew. We brew hot. And then while the tea is brewing, and in this case, towards the end of the cycle, we do a kind of hybrid immersion / forced brew method. But either way, while it's brewing towards the end, we actively chill the tea. And what does that all mean? That means that by the time the brewing cycle is finished, the drink is already chilled down to 38 degrees. And from there, we immediately push the tea in through a forced nitrogenated process that pushes all of the oxygen out. And that essentially prevents oxidation. And so the whole point is we brew hot, we allow these volatile aromatics, these beautiful, delicate aromas to develop, rapidly chill it, which slows the loss of that down, right? Instead of blowing off, it slows everything down, and then purge it. And so we capture all of those aromas. And so the end result is that when you grab a can of SnapChill tea, you crack it open, you immediately get that burst of aroma that you normally only associate with hot tea, and especially the large players in RTD tea, which are, again, very sugar-driven, not necessarily quality. You don't get any of that. Sure, maybe you'll smell some honey. All of that's artificial, as we know. But with our process, it's 100% tea. We don't add anything to it. And that is the end result in the can. So it's really exciting how you pick any tea you would like, whether it's an oolong or a green tea, golden green, and you open it up and you get these beautiful aromas. And as the can is breathing, it actually develops the aromas further. And so you get that slow oxidative change that happens with tea. And so it's a really wonderful product. It's really quite unique.
You mentioned 38 degrees. That's 38 degrees Fahrenheit, right? Around 4 degrees Celsius.
Correct. 38 degrees Fahrenheit.
The customers come into you, say they want to create authentic, naturally tasting tea. This is on trend.
Oh, 100% on trend. And in fact, the consumers nowadays, whether it's from millennials down to Gen Z, they're looking for authenticity. They're looking for real product. And you know, the way we like to talk about it is that intentional product, where it's coming from, how it's processed, how it's treated, that all matters now to the consumer and the entire beverage industry as a whole. The idea is that, you know, when you brew these beautiful teas at home, your entire home smells of this tea. And it doesn't even matter what tea you make, whatever tea you love, lavender, you get this wonderful, beautiful herbal lavender effused through the room. And it's part of the experience of drinking that. It's not just, oh, this tastes delicious. It's how does that make you feel? And it starts with the aroma. And so our idea was, okay, let's capture that magic. So when you open that can, you get these aromas that you normally only get with hot brew when you're sitting there doing the entire tea ceremony, if you will. And then it follows through with that sweetness where, you know, these beautiful, delicate, sweet flavors are brought forward without the need for sugar, because we're actually capturing the essence of what makes that beverage delicious. We work with a lot of beautiful tea providers, you know, to make product for them to sell for their own consumers. We like to consider ourselves the intel inside the can, right? And so whatever tea encapsulates their brand. There's one here in local Boston that does wonderful different green teas and black teas. Russian Caravan Blue Flower is one of my favorites that we snapshot for them. And it's incredible that you get this blue floral component to this wonderful black tea with no bitterness whatsoever. It's sweet and it's absolutely delicious. And of course, there's no sugar in it. And so you get all of those aromas, which just makes the experience of drinking the beverage that much better. It's quite magical.
Let's talk about seasonality.
In fact, if you can taste it within 6 months of picking, or let me rephrase it, put it in a can with the snapshot process in 6 months, it will preserve that experience through the rest of the year, right? A lot of who we work with will do seasonal releases, limited drops, but then also perhaps they'll keep a couple cans for a few months and then do another drop after that, right? We're past the first flush phase. And then now, hey, look, we can bring it back at a sudden time because that flavor is preserved in the can. And so, yes, seasonality is very important. And then our ability to capture those flavors and experience that wonderful first flush throughout the year, it's really a unique proposition.
You're a tech company. Let's talk tech. Modern bottling and canning plants I visited reverberate with the sounds of pumps and conveyors, sophisticated mixers and blenders, brewing chambers, filtration equipment, fillers, sealers, and chillers.
Yeah, absolutely. We actually are going the opposite route. Our ethos is we want to make things as simple as possible. We're going to go back to first principles, right? Our founding engineer, who's a thermodynamic engineer, he always said first principles, thermodynamics. And so what does that mean? That means that, okay, we're going to brew hot. We're not going to reinvent the wheel. We've brought in many, many, many different tea experts to help us with our process. We don't pretend to be. Brew hot and then use our technology to chill very rapidly. It's a very simple apparatus. I'll use the analogy of a window air conditioning unit where hot air is brought in. Right? You have a condenser, you have a heat exchanger that blows the hot air back out, and then cool air is blown out of the vents. And that's essentially what our technology is based off of. Our first prototype, which was built in Dave Dussault, who built in his garage, used a window air conditioning unit. You pour hot liquid at the top, you hit start, and it chills the liquid in real time, and you're done in a minute or so. And so we brew into a large chamber, we call it our chill pot, that has a patent-protected mixer and heat exchange process where actual coolant is used from a condenser that goes down, circulates through the liquid and back out, drawing the heat mechanically out of the liquid. And so it's a very, very rapid, and that's key, right? First principles, we want to capture those beautiful, delicate aromatics. The only way to do that is to rapidly chill, and then we can get that aroma into the can. And so it's actually quite simple. This technology, condensers, right, have been around for 60, 70 years at this point. They run forever. In fact, our chilling unit is far more robust than your brewing unit. those chilling units, you can run them 24/7 and nothing ever happens to them. So it's actually quite a simple process when it's all said and done. And then from there, it goes straight into our nitrogenated. I guess there's a little bit of chemistry involved there. Push the oxygen out, introduce nitrogen, and then go straight to the canning line. So it's quite a fast process. Cans are finished in about 40 minutes from when we brew the tea.
Teas and botanicals blended dry with several inclusions are brewed as a batch. Sometimes, however, it's preferable to brew the ingredients separately at lower or higher temperatures and blend wet.
This is a great point you bring up. We do brew everything separately into large bright tanks. They hold up to 250 gallons of liquid each. Think of them as a big milk carton on wheels, right? So we brew into these bright tanks. We purge with nitrogen any specific ingredient that's going into the final drink. And then we will simply blend once it's all down to temperature. So the tea does not enter those bright tanks until it's down to temperature. And then once they're all at the even temperature, it's very, very easy to blend. We're talking, again, refrigerated temperatures. Reactivity is very, very low. You know, you've already brewed using the different temperatures for whatever ingredient that requires. Green tea is vastly different than black tea, which is vastly different than any herbals that we're adding to it. And then from there, we can compose the final beverage in a separate container prior to can filling. So it's actually because of the way we set our process up, it's not actually a hurdle that usually disrupts our production flow.
What sort of developments excite you in this category? Geek out a little bit on that.
There are two main kind of pathways right now that I'm really excited about innovation. One specific to our technology, and that's actually heat retention. So our engineers are working on a way where we're capturing all this heat, right, from the hot brewed tea. Can we efficiently introduce that heat back into the system to help heat up the next batch of water? And we're seeing some success there. We want to increase that efficiency more and more. We think we can end up around 50-60%. Right now, we're around 20-ish percent. Again, it's all mathematical models that they're doing this right now. So that's very exciting, right? Can we increase our efficiency, reduce our footprint? I know with tea, it's a little harder to come up with figures, but on the coffee side, we use roughly 30% less water per serving than cold brew ready to drink out there on the market. We're also using 30% less beans. So beans and water were much more efficient, which is great overall. I mean, think about a million cans. 30% less water is a significant savings on water. 30% less beans, significant saving on bean. We're not seeing the exact numbers with tea, right? Because there's such a variability in how you brew it. But we know we are efficient. We just don't know how much. So that efficiency is very exciting to me, especially as climate change completely alters the landscape of where this tea and coffee are being grown, right? In the case of coffee, it's being pushed up the mountains. So both in the efficiency of the technology side, the efficiency of the process, and how does that relate to the tea leaf, the coffee bean, and then, of course, the quality, right? We've already talked about the aroma, but capturing that high quality into a grab-and-go drink simply makes it more accessible, right? Because now you don't have to be an expert in brewing. Now, let's be honest, brewing tea well is very difficult. And there's an art form to that. And so if we can remove some of the hurdles of getting into high-grade tea and really delicious tea beverages by saying, here's a can, you grab it from your local grocery shelf, and it tastes like really unbelievably brewed tea. It's a great way to introduce someone to that. And that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to forward people's understanding of what tea is. There's so much out there, and our process captures that. It doesn't hide anything, but it highlights what is in that tea leaf. And so that's what really gets me excited, is that, you know, you can hand someone this product and they say, wow, what is this? I've never tasted anything like this, right? This is not your honest tea. This is not your Lipton tea. This is something completely different. And it's a major market disruptor without the pretension, right? We don't want to come off as pretentious. I don't want to come off as the coffee or tea nerd. I want to say, hey, look, like, this is something really cool. Try it. You know, it should be accessible to everyone. And I think that's what gets me really excited, is that because we're more efficient, we make things more accessible, we can really disrupt very long established markets.
Intrigued by what you heard in today's podcast? Would you like to learn more from our global network of T-Biz journalists and T-experts? Remember to visit the T-Biz website for more comprehensive coverage. That's www.t-biz.com. Thanks for listening. Farewell till next week.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.